glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
I hope you're doing well on this 10th day of February. It's a Thursday edition of Mark and Friends with Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening to this great news media station. Have you ever noticed there aren't many people on internet job sites trying to get hired as servants or slaves? There aren't many companies advertising to fill those positions with that wording. Well, servanthood seems to be an outdated concept these days, but there's one place servanthood is as fresh and timely as ever. And that's in the pages of the Bible. There we find numerous examples of people who voluntarily became slaves of Jesus Christ and called themselves that publicly. Once we become a slave of Jesus, becoming a slave to others is a privilege, not a burden. Joyful servanthood is all about who our master is. When we serve others, we're really serving God, the most worthy master ever known. The Bible says, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 to 28. You're listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Media. I'm Tim Nelson. Joyce Mankey is one of our office managers for the group. She works remotely down in the St. Louis area, and Joyce joins us for today's edition. You've made it through all the snow as much as I guess we have. You had quite a bit down there, didn't you, Joyce?
We had a lot of snow. We had about 11 and a half, 12 inches, and had to do some digging out, and it was higher than the little dog, actually. We had to find a way to get dig a path to get her out.
She's not a white dog, is she? Little white dog?
She was when she came in.
That's right.
We live in town. We live in a co-op subdivision area. And so the roads were plowed. It was just our driveways and around the house. But we stayed in for the most part. And, you know, we didn't really get out for two or three days, which has been nothing new with the way the last couple of years has been.
Yeah, right. It goes right along with the virus and some of the restrictions. Sure. Maybe, sure. I don't know whether it's easier now, but you just expect that's going to be part of your daily or weekly life, don't you?
We really do. And, you know, sometimes the first few months of the year can be a bit depressing. Weather is not very good, and we do continue to struggle with the pandemic. And, you know, there's so many folks out there, Tim, that's sick and struggling. And, you know, the month I was thinking about this, encouraging others and thinking about this, because in the month of January, all of our bills start coming in from Christmas, and that's kind of painful.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, it can just change our attitudes and our focus. And it's in times like these that we really need God's grace. We need the grace that the Bible says is sufficient for every need that we have. And we know that it is, because he's always there for us. You know, the Bible never said it's going to be easy, did he?
Mm-mm. No.
But it reminds us over and over that we're pilgrims and strangers in a foreign land, and the roads are not always easy. But if you permit me, I'd go ahead and give you just a couple of verses this morning of scripture that would hopefully encourage our listeners.
Absolutely. Tell us what God has put on your heart today.
Well, I wanted to share one of the Psalms with you today. And it is the Psalms of encouragement. You know, the journey that we're on is sometimes long and dangerous and full of tears and disappointments. And when we read the Psalms, we can find joy in our journey. And if we look at Psalms 121, it's what we're focused on. But before we go into that, I wanted just to set the stage a little bit and give you a little background. The city of Jerusalem is located on a very high hill. And the Jews would often travel from distant land, distant towns, to one of the three main annual festivals that they went to. And they would make their long journey by foot up the mountains and all these rough, winding roads to these festivals. And it was a joyful event, but it was long. And if you remember, Jesus went to the temple when he was 12 years old with his family. And so traveling from Nazareth, where they were, to Jerusalem was a trip of about 75 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And with the festival and then the travel time, it was a two-week journey. And so with that in mind, let's look at one of the Psalms. If you started in chapters 120 and went to 134, that's 15 chapters. Each one of these chapters have a psalm of ascent. And what that means is the songs of ascent are a special group of psalms that's called the Pilgrim Psalms. And we're all pilgrims, and so on our journey as well as in their journey. So the songs of ascent would be sung on their way up the mountain. And the psalmist would, he would say, I would lift up my eyes. In this first verse, he says, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. And it being such a distance away, traveling that far, he says, where's my help coming from?
Mm.
And then it says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, the psalmist could have felt a little anxiety as he started out on such a long trip. I know I would have if I was having to walk 75 miles or so on a journey just to know that I was getting to the place that I needed to be. And the roads are rough and the hills are high. And so what he's asking is, where's my help coming from? And he looks around, he looks within, and finally he looks above, and he said, my help comes from God. So as they walk up this incline and the rough roads, they would traditionally sing these songs, which is songs of ascent on their way up the hill. And they became music for their uphill journey. And just to give you an idea, I won't list all 15 of the psalms, but like the Psalms 120 says it's about God's presence during distress. And Psalms 121 is like joyful praise to the Lord. And each one of them has a title, a song, that they would sing. And if you read them in order, you actually could almost see the different stages of the journey that they were in by one of the psalms that they sang. And as they continued to climb these hills and around the curves and rough roads, each song gave them strength and courage to make the journey, and just knowing that their help comes from the Lord.
And you know, all of these titles, they're so relatable to each and every one of us. God's blessings,
right,
on man's efforts, joy for those who follow God's ways, a cry for help to the Lord, a prayer of repentance.
these psalms are not just intended and limited to ancient history. Mm. You know, they apply to our spiritual journey today, whether we may be in the lowlands or whatever circumstances we may be in. You know, a lot of sickness is going on. We've lost a lot of loved ones and stuff. And sometimes the days are long and the nights are dark, but God is our refuge and our strength in time of these troubled times and in our needs. And the Bible says, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. So our God is never sleeping. He's always watching over each one of us as we find our journey through this world and through the troubles and problems that we go through. And I just pray that all of our listeners today will find joy in the journey that they're on, and that when they go through these curves and winding roads and valleys, that you would find encouragement and know that God is always there with you on your journey. The last couple of verses on this, we go ahead and read the rest of the Psalms. There's only 8 verses in this Psalms 121. It says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out, your coming in, from this time forth and evermore. And just to know that our God is always with us through every situation, whether it's joy or whether it's sorrow, it brings comfort to us.
I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help, it comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let my foot be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. Behold, who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is the shepherd.
You're listening to Mark and Friends. Tim Nelson here with Joyce Mankey, one of the office managers at Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations in the Springfield area. Joyce, thanks for sharing with us as we spent some time right before that last song in the Book of Psalms especially. And it's so easy sometimes in our everyday just to kind of lose focus as we're walking with God, not because he takes his attention off of us and helping us, but sometimes we get distracted. At least I do.
Well, we do. And many times we have problems and struggles that cross our path, and it causes us to lose our focus, like Jonah did. Mm. You know, we may not blatantly turn our backs on God, but we just get on the wrong ship going in the opposite direction.
That's right.
And, you know, we have to refocus. And that reminds me of a story that was told of an older gentleman who would often pray in church. And in his prayer, he'd always pray, "Lord, prop me up on our leaning side." And after hearing the prayer so many times from the congregation, someone asked him, you know, what that prayer meant. He was so fervently prayed, "Prop me up on my leaning side." And he said, "Well, you see, it's like this. I have an old barn in my yard. It's been there for a long time. It has withstood a lot of storms for the many years. It's still standing. But one day I noticed it was leaning. And I got some poles and I propped it up on its leaning side." And so I reminded myself of how I was leaning to one side from time to time. And so I began to ask the Lord to prop me up on my leaning side. So maybe we, you know, all get to leaning at times. Sometimes, you know, when we lose our focus, we lean toward anger, toward bitterness, even hatred sometimes, and about things that we should not be thinking about. And we need to ask the Lord to prop us up on our leaning side so we can stand straight and tall, and that we can bring glory to God who we're serving and who gives us comfort and strength through these long journeys and rough roads that we do go through. So his prayer was just to the Lord to prop him up and help him to always stand straight so he could bring glory to God.
Oh, that is such a good word. Joyce Mankey has joined us here on this Thursday, February 10th edition of Mark and Friends. And sometimes it seems like I don't even realize I'm leaning until leaning one way or another. I think everything's okay until maybe my wife or maybe just conviction from the Holy Spirit just kind of seems to nail me where I'm at to make me realize, you know, there is a problem here.
And I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in our busy lifestyles anymore and trying to do so many things, and we just fail to go to the Word and to read as we should, and we catch ourselves leaning a little bit toward the things that we're doing instead of toward God.
That's a good word. Thank you so much, Joyce, for taking time to be on with us today on Mark and Friends. We appreciate it.
I've heard you can take what's broken and make it whole again. Well, here's the pieces of my heart. What can you do with them? 'Cause I can't hold them all together anymore. So I let them fall, surrendered to the floor. You make all make all things. until